This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United States is not on the list, but Australia and Singapore have joined it. That's the list of nations now grounding Boeing 737 MAX aircraft following Sunday's crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet that killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. An Army captain from suburban Chicago, Antoine Lewis, among those 8 Americans killed, according to his parents. This man lucky to have his life after he just missed the plane by a matter of minutes.
But because I couldn't make it, I don't know, God still loves me.
Honda is now recalling 1.1 million Honda and Acura models in the U.S. because of defective Takata airbags. These are vehicles that have been previously repaired for airbag issues, but the replacement parts were found to be faulty. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The leader of the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives tells reporters that she does not support impeachment of President Trump.
I just don't believe in it. They wanted me to impeach President Bush for the Iraq War. I didn't believe in it then. I don't believe in it now. It divides the country. Unless there's some conclusive evidence that takes us to that place.
However, Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't believe House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is serious about taking impeachment of Trump off the table. The first-term New York Democrat making that comment after Pelosi made those remarks to reporters from the Washington Post. The Labor Department reporting the Consumer Price Index, which measures inflation at the consumer level, increased 0.2% last month after a flat reading in January. It was in line with economists' forecasts. The World Wide Web turns 30 years old today, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The New York Attorney General is now looking into details of some of the Trump administration's projects, according to a report in the New York Times, saying that the AG's office there has issued subpoenas for bank records regarding the financing for hotels in Washington, D.C., Florida, and Chicago. Investigators also want to probe a failed bid by Trump to buy the Buffalo Bills. The investigation was reportedly prompted by congressional testimony from Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen. The 2020 Democratic National Convention will be in Milwaukee. The announcement finally coming yesterday, DNC Chairman Tom Perez saying the nomination for what will likely be the most important election in a lifetime will be selected in just 490 days, and he selected the Wisconsin city over Houston and Miami. Milwaukee is the biggest city in a swing state that was won by Donald Trump in the 2016 election. The convention is set for July 13th through the 16th. and T-Mobile and Sprint are continuing their push for a $26 billion merger. Executives from both companies will speak before the House Judiciary panel today and argue their case. T-Mobile promising to maintain Sprint's low-income assistance plan. Amid concerns from Democrats, a merger would drive prices up. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. A lot coming up this hour. Phil Kirpin is in our A block, as they would like to say. And we're going to be talking with him. He is the founder, president of American Commitment. He leads AC, a leading free market, not to be confused with AOC, a leading free market policy analyst and advocate in Washington. Prior to joining the American Commitment, Phil was the principal policy and legislative strategist at Americans for Prosperity for over 5 years. And so we're going to be talking about, speaking of AOC, does she have an illegal coordination problem, huh? We're going to be talking with Phil here in just a moment. He is here right now, just coming through the door and getting mic'd up and ready to go. Phil Kirpin, president of the American Commitment, is with us. Phil, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Thank you for joining us. Let's talk about AOC. I mean, she is the darling in so many ways, but when you go to the cameras and the limelight as often as you do, you better make sure your I's are dotted and T's are crossed, even though the media seems to keep giving her a big pass. But it seems that some people are trying to, bring her back into the fold. If Nancy Pelosi can't control her, well, then maybe the heavy hand of government might with this illegal coordination problem. What's going on?
Well, it's a very, very unusual campaign structure. She was running for Congress in New York, of course, but her campaign headquarters was in Knoxville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just her campaign headquarters that was in Knoxville, Tennessee. It was about a dozen of the most hardcore liberal, socialist, Democratic candidates from all over the country had their headquarters in the same building at 714 South Gay Street, Knoxville, Tennessee. And that's where there was a PAC located in the same building called the Justice Democrats PAC. And there was a for-profit LLC, Brand New Congress, also all run out of that same building. And when you start to look at some of the campaign disclosures, they're very unusual in that almost all of the expenditures of her campaign and these other campaigns went to this single entity, this Brand New Congress LLC. They had hundreds of thousands, really millions between the different campaigns and the PAC entities going to this LLC. It all said strategic consulting, which is almost certainly a reporting violation because it looks like this thing was running the entire campaign.
Right.
And the most remarkable part, and why I think they're going to have real legal trouble, is that the PAC, Justice Democrats, which was spending hundreds of thousands of dollars supporting AOC and other socialist Democrats, had as two of its three board members, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez herself and her campaign manager, now chief of staff, Saikat Chakrabarty, you cannot be in control of a PAC that is helping a candidate at the same time you are the candidate.
Or exactly.
The candidate's campaign manager. People have gone to jail for this, and there has been a complaint filed, and we'll see as they investigate this. But on the appearance of it, it's a huge problem. And I'll tell you, Bill, all of the liberal media fact-checkers who are just sort of printing her press release saying, oh, we did everything correctly, there's no issue here, none of them are even mentioning the fact that she and her campaign manager were on the board of the PAC. They just leave that out of their stories completely, when I think that's you know, that's really the biggest problem here. Yeah. And all of the legal and ethical issues aside, Bill, I find it amazing that these campaigns in high-tax places like New York put all of their employees in Knoxville, Tennessee, where there's no income tax.
Right. Well, I got to tell you that if a professional basketball team or football team tried to do that, you know, New York would be up in arms about it. I mean, it's gotten so bad there in New York that even Rush Limbaugh, they charge him a daily tax when he does his show out of New York, you know, as opposed to Florida. So it's gotten that crazy. So with them doing that, this has got major problems all over. And then, of course, this happens. Her campaign manager is her boyfriend, one and the same, is he not?
No, the boyfriend is not the campaign manager, but
the
boyfriend was paid $6,000 by the Justice Democrats PAC that she was on the board, that she and her campaign manager were the board members of, and so that's another separate ethics complaint has been filed on that, whether that was a legitimate payment for work or that whether that was just a way to funnel money into her household.
How did they figure they would get away with this, Phil?
Well, I think that they just assumed no one would check. I mean, the interesting thing about the board member situation is that it was never disclosed to the FEC at all. Their names don't appear on any FEC disclosure. Someone else was the treasurer that was reported to the FEC. It was actually Andrew Kerr at the Daily Caller who obtained the corporation filing for the PAC, which was registered as a D.C. corporation, and that's when he found out who the board members were. And so maybe they thought no one would ever check that filing. I don't know.
Wow. This is amazing. Of course, I'm sure Nancy Pelosi will have a nice little defensive excuse, you know, that she was young and her heart is right. And,
maybe,
you know,
maybe
right?
But she might. I mean, AOC has become such a headache for her. She might welcome it.
Just let her go. Say, okay, we've gotten enough of you, and so we see where this is going, so we'll just let you, we'll have you be busy over here dealing with legal issues for the remaining part of your, of your seat and your time, and then, you know, I can get the rest of everybody else under control here, maybe, huh?
Well, The only person I can think of who did anything similar to this was a campaign manager named Tyler Harbor, who was running a campaign for Congress here in Northern Virginia and was also secretly running a super PAC supporting the same candidate. And he ended up going to jail for 2 years. So if the fact pattern is the way it looks, I think that the campaign manager, and who is now her chief of staff, and the guy who wrote the Green New Deal documents, like Chakrabarty, he's in potential serious criminal risk here for his role both running a PAC and running her campaign at the same time. And in this case, the candidate herself could face criminal consequence because she was on the board of the PAC the same time supporting her own candidacy. And so I do think they've got major problems. And, you know, the big question to me is exactly what we were just talking about. Will the Democrats circle the wagon, say nothing to see here, no problem, and sort of use their normal tactics to kind of make this thing go away? Or has she become such a headache for them that maybe they'll kind of say, hey, you know, we're not going to get involved. Let's see what happens.
Well, they've got so much invested in her, whether they like it or not, because she has come in as a lightning rod, and look what she's been able to do. I mean, here's this 29-year-old that, her understanding of policy and things about governance, it's kind of like she needs to take Whoopi Goldberg's advice to say, ratchet it back here, you know, give yourself a moment to understand where you're at and what you're doing. Phil, let me ask you the pertinent question here regarding Tyler Harbor. Was he a Republican or Democrat?
He was a Republican.
Yeah, of course. But that, you know, we always have this, you know, this double standard. I mean, the Republicans are going to face, you know, incredible jeopardy and consequences
you know, and then the Democrats are getting away with murder, so to speak. It just keeps on going.
We'll see what happens. I do think it's very serious, and the media can make all the excuses they want, but I think the FEC is going to take a hard look at this and potentially make a criminal referral. So we'll see.
Well, yeah, exactly. I'm with you on it. We'll keep an eye on it. More from Phil Kirpin. We got to go to a quick break, and he is the president of American Commitment. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez Live.
It's the way you like us, fresh and independent. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Crypto Profit. It is the latest paradigm shift that's going to produce the next wealth wave. You can find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Profit banner to see if this works for you and your family. Phil Kirpin continues with us, and we're talking about the trouble that AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, may be in. As Phil says, there seems like, there should be a problem when you're a vendor working for both campaigns and PACs that cannot legally coordinate it. And this, Phil, this is one thing that you hear over and over again, that there is a clear delineation, and everybody cries foul whenever it would appear that a candidate has any influence over any PAC money, right?
Yeah, there's supposed to be a firewall on mm-hmm. any given campaign between the campaign side and the PAC side, and typically you'll see different vendors being used by PACs that are in a race and the campaign itself. Sometimes you see them share a vendor, but when that happens, there has to be a firewall agreement that prevents the staff working on the PAC side from being aware of the communications and plans of the staff working on the candidate side. And you know, they could claim that this particular vendor, this brand new Congress LLC, had that kind of firewall agreement in place. But the problem here is that the PAC and the campaign were literally the same people.
Right.
The head of the PAC.
And the same building. The
campaign manager. And they were in the same building. I don't see how anyone could credibly argue that they were operating independently in this circumstance.
And, of course, an AOC, even on the board, so we can thank some investigative reporting on that to see what happens. You know, what this all comes down to, Phil, as we were talking about off the air, is that AOC was a package deal, was she not?
Yeah, I mean, the whole theory behind this thing, this sort of campaign factory they had there at Knoxville, was it was a bunch of former Bernie Sanders people, and their idea was, let's run a national Bernie Sanders-style socialist campaign in 2018, and then we'll sort of recruit individual candidates in individual districts, but we'll tell them, look, we have your whole campaign already set. It's a campaign in a box. It's being run out of our headquarters in Knoxville. All you have to do is sign on the line and then be pretty for the cameras and go out front and give speeches. And, you know, they sold this to, you know, 10 or 15 candidates, and all of them lost except one.
Yes.
And so they've got their one sort of franchise here in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but she was part of this whole broader operation that sort of designed all of the campaign apparatus and the policy positions and everything else. And I think that's why she often seems so unknowledgeable, because sort of this whole package was put together by the staff back in Knoxville, and of course she was part of it and signed on to it, but she wasn't really driving the vehicle, if you will. She was sort of a passenger.
Well, you know, and I keep looking when I hear sound bites and I see her, I keep looking for passion. You know, where is her passion? You know, we come up with this new Green Deal that's being thrust upon it, but when she goes to talk about it, she's awkward and inarticulate. What am I missing?
Well, part of it is sort of her, kind of New York Valley girl style with like and you know and like. So I don't know how much of that is stylistic and how much of it is, a product of actual ignorance. I mean, we've seen, she said some ridiculous things, obviously, but she's also had an enormous amount of scrutiny, much more than is typical for a freshman member of Congress. And so all of her sort of missteps and misstatements have been hugely amplified. But I think that, I think it's a product of the way her campaign came about. I mean,
right.
She was essentially recruited by a group that already had the whole campaign apparatus and the policy positions and everything else in place. And when you do that, it's sort of the opposite of the way things usually happen. Usually the candidate is sort of the one who has the vision and the ideas, and they kind of hire staff and build a campaign around that. This sort of happened the other way around. And so,
exactly.
In a sense, the staff is kind of the principal rather than the candidate in this circumstance.
Yeah, kind of amazing. And then, of course, she's gone headlong. I got to give her credit. I mean, you can call it courage or whatever you want to call it, but, you know, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or taking on Amazon, and of course there's billboards, I think now three big billboards in Times Square and around New York thanking her for chasing Amazon out of the city.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible the extent to which she's exercising this enormous power to set the agenda for her party. I mean, the Democrats aren't even going to do a budget this year in the House because they're so scared of the budget amendments and the votes from her and her socialist bloc and, you know, how they're going to sort of manage that. And, of course, we had the huge blow-up last week over their inability to condemn Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitic remarks without, you know, sort of burdening that vehicle down with all kinds of other unrelated stuff. And Democrats are in a bit of a civil war right now, and they've got I didn't think there was much room to Nancy Pelosi's left, Bill.
Yeah, right.
But with AOC, they found it.
Oh, they knocked the wall down.
Yeah.
They've knocked the wall down. And then the thing is now you've got them trying to decide. Well, you got one side of the group going, well, I'm more of a socialist than you are a socialist, you know. And then you got other people going, no, we're not socialists. It's like,
yeah, right. Isn't that amazing how you still have half the Democrats saying, how dare you call us a socialist, while you've got all these Democrats bragging about how socialist they are?
Yeah, it is absolutely crazy. And it's no wonder the American people and the voter is going, wait a minute, well, just let me know when you guys figure yourself out, because you're more in need of therapy than I am.
Well, we'll see. I think, you know, it's interesting right now, especially because they've got this, you know, 20 candidate presidential field and everything's fractured. And I think we're going to find out a lot about kind of what the Democratic Party is, because we don't know. I have no idea what they actually are at this point, other than they all hate the president. And hate conservatives. But
I thought, don't you think that was ironic? I mean, here it is. They passed a bill that said that they were against hate, except for President Trump.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, you know, of course, they're against hate, except you could hate conservatives all the time. And I don't know what they're going to end up doing. But I'll tell you what, there are a lot of polls right now that show they might nominate Bernie Sanders for president. A hardcore, unreconstructed socialist who, you know, honeymooned in the Soviet Union and all the rest of it.
Yeah, who wants to bring back and echo President Obama's theme of, we're going to fundamentally transform America. The revolution has begun.
You know, Barack Obama was just too conservative.
Right. You know? Yeah. Well, you know, you say you wonder where the Democrats stand right now, but, man, they've been identified with socialism, now with, infanticide. Boy, a lot of stuff is sticking on them like Velcro right now, and how are they going to shake this off? And then Tom Perez with the DNC says, we don't want any Fox, journalists. We're not going to let Fox do any debates right now. So they're going to cut out a major portion of the electorate, you know, 50% at least, we could say. Here's the number one cable show, and they don't want them represented during the DNC debates. What's going on with the party here?
Well, you know, they're dealing with sort of a socialist hard left insurgency, resistance, anti-Trump, whatever you want to call it, and it's become the center of gravity in their party right now. Mm-hmm. And you know, even if it's not the majority numerically, and it's probably not the majority of Democrats, it's the majority of the activists and the donors, and you know, they've got sort of all of the intensity. And you've got a very crowded presidential field that needs to figure out how to deal with that, because if you can't appeal to that impulse, you're not going to make it, I don't think. And so the challenge is, you know, how do they nominate someone who can keep sort of the intense fires of the hard left burning, but also appeal to more mainstream Americans enough to win. And, you know, I think sometimes as conservatives, we see all the problems on our side, and there are a lot, no question.
Right.
And we lose sight of the fact that Democrats have a lot of problems, too. A lot.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, they've been talking about the Republican Civil War, but it's like, hey, well, don't go into their tent, because you're liable to get hit with bullets going, you know, across the tent as well. The thing is, interesting, you say the perception is that the socialist number is a minority. But yet, I'll tell you, Trevor Loudon was here, and he's done extensive research on this over the decades. And he has noted that there is at least over 100 card-carrying Democratic socialists in the legislature right now. So they may not be you know, obviously exposed, but their inklings are very much that way because they've been participating in this for a long time. Phil Kirpin, the president of American Commitment on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Phil.
All right, have a good one, Bill.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it, cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United States is not on the list, but Australia and Singapore have joined it. That's the list of nations now grounding Boeing 737 MAX aircraft following Sunday's crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet that killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. An Army captain from suburban Chicago, Antoine Lewis, among those 8 Americans killed, according to his parents. This man lucky to have his life after he just missed the plane by a matter of minutes.
But because I couldn't make it, I don't know, God still loves me.
Honda is now recalling 1.1 million Honda and Acura models in the U.S. because of defective Takata airbags. These are vehicles that have been previously repaired for airbag issues, but the replacement parts were found to be faulty. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, how you doing after daylight savings time this past weekend? Huh? Did you make the turn okay? I got to tell you, I'm still dragging a little bit. I'm still adjusting. You know, so for many adults and children, you know, losing an hour of sleep is going to make them feel a little tired or groggy for a few days. But, that too shall pass. For others, fighting to stay awake during the day is part of an everyday life. If that urge to sleep is overwhelming and irresistible, believe it or not, it may be narcolepsy. Narcolepsy is often thought of as an adult sleep disorder. However, symptoms most commonly start in childhood or adolescence. While the 5 major symptoms of narcolepsy are the same for children and adults, they can present differently. Misdiagnosis is common, and people with narcolepsy can experience symptoms for more than a decade before getting the right diagnosis. Now, back with us is Dr. Raj Dasgupta. Dr. Raj currently is an assistant clinical professor at the University of Southern California. And Carol Arnett, she's the mom of a teenage patient with narcolepsy. Carol, Dr. Raj, always good to have you back. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Thank you. Great to be back.
Well, Dr. Raj, let's talk about narcolepsy. What is it exactly?
Well, Well, you know, Bill, you're almost a doctor yourself. I love your summary right there. I was going to take my mic off and leave, kind of.
Well,
know,
stop, but... stop. Hey, one of my dear friends that I grew up with is a doctor, and he says that one day I'm going to get arrested for practicing medicine without a license. So this your statement may be held against me, so I better be careful.
All joking aside, let me say a few things about it. So, I mean, it is a chronic neurological condition, and there is this dysregulation of sleep and wake. And the way I summarize it so people can understand it is that when we talk about narcolepsy, during the day, these patients have these attacks of sleepiness. I'm telling you, it's irresistible. They always happen at work, when they're at school, on your talk show, Bill, you know, they shouldn't have it. And then at nighttime, it's the opposite. They have multiple awakenings and arousals, and it's like this very, very vicious cycle. But I think the theme of today's interview is going to be that narcolepsy is not just a disease of adults. I can't say that enough. Mm. Even though many, many diseases get pigeonholed for adult diseases, you know, narcolepsy affects children, adolescents. In fact, you know, 50% of my patients with narcolepsy have signs and symptoms before 18 years of age, which is why I made it an issue to team up with GS Pharmaceuticals with morethantired.com to help raise awareness. Know why? To make the diagnosis early.
Mm. Now, how common is it, or maybe uncommon, as we may think?
Well, I'm going to state the way you said it, which is it's not as uncommon as you think. Why? Because it's misdiagnosed. It definitely gets underdiagnosed. And why? Because it mimics so many diseases, especially depending if we're talking about adults or if we're talking about children. It really depends.
Right. Well, Carol, let's talk a little bit about your journey. I mean, this is Sleep Awareness Week, after all, and we appreciate you being here with us. I mean, you have a mom. I mean, you're a mom, and you have a teenage patient with narcolepsy. You've got your hands full, I got to think.
It's been quite a journey, but Caroline showed all the classic signs of narcolepsy. The most prominent was excessive daytime sleepiness, where she would fall asleep every day in school and would say that she had headaches so she could take naps in the nurse's office. And she missed a lot of class time and felt terrible about herself because she just wasn't performing up to the level that she knew she could, and she didn't know what was wrong with her. She would wake up in the morning and say that she felt like she hadn't slept at all. She was completely exhausted, and she would actually cry and say that she just couldn't go to school because she was so tired. And at some point, we realized that she was more than just a sleepy teen, that there was something else going on, and that she really needed to be seen by a doctor about it.
Mm-hmm. How long, Carol, did it take you to get to that point where you realized that this is more serious than what you thought?
It was about, I would say, a year that the symptoms slowly crept up, but when they started to get really bad, it was really just a few weeks where she had really changed very quickly, and we knew that she needed help. So we called the pediatrician, who recommended us to a great sleep specialist, and she had a sleep test done and got a diagnosis pretty quickly.
Well, here it is. I mean, it's tough enough being a teenager with everything that's happening to your body, and then you throw this into the mix. I mean, I can only imagine what she must have been, you know, going through herself.
It was terrible for her. She was anxious. She had pretty severe depression. She was exhausted all the time. She isolated herself from friends and from family. It was a really tough journey for her.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Raj, at what age do people typically report experiencing symptoms, and what percentage of people with narcolepsy are estimated to go undiagnosed?
Yeah, so I'll say a few things, kind of like, you know, kind of echoing off Carol's story, is that number one is that she was very, very fortunate, and so is her daughter, to find a great pediatrician and sleep specialist. But most patients, you know, it takes almost 10 years to get the correct diagnosis. And, Bill, that's not a mistake. It really is 10 years, which is very staggering. Uh-huh. And most patients will see around 6 doctors. And the big thing is when we talk about signs and symptoms, and I didn't get to really dwell on that just yet, I mean, what are the signs and symptoms of narcolepsy in both kids and adults? It's going to be excessive daytime sleepiness. But when we talk about kids, you know, they can articulate themselves well. So things that, you know, Carol said, which really struck home, is that, you know, you can get that excessive sleepiness presents with hyperactivity sometimes, and kids get misdiagnosed for ADHD, ADD. Sometimes they get perceived as being lazy at school because of those naps that they take. It leads to depression. It leads to anxiety. So you have to know what you're looking for. And there's also other scary things that can present with narcolepsy, such as sleep paralysis, visual hallucinations as you're falling asleep, and definitely poor sleep at night. And you can imagine if, you know, you have kids that are waking up multiple times during the night, you're worried. Are you missing something? Are they okay? And that could be such a game changer for both the family and the patients itself. So the answer is you need to know what you're looking for to help make that correct diagnosis.
Exactly. Carol, I got to imagine for your daughter, when there was that kind of significant change where she had been struggling for such a extended period of time, and then she's diagnosed and she's on the road to recovery, she probably felt like, wait a minute, somebody just flipped a switch in my body, right?
That's exactly how she felt. She feels really lucky that she got diagnosed so quickly. She understands that, you know, for most people it is 10 years. And she has a new life.
Mm-hmm. And how about for you when you go into her room and you see that your daughter is sleeping? Your sense of well-being and psychology, just from a standpoint of, you know, a parent's love and care for their daughter, to see them resting, that has got to just give you incredible peace of mind.
Yeah, when she gets up in the morning and she's happy and eager to start the day, it's a totally different world, and it's been great for everyone in the family because it impacts all of us.
Well, and that's the thing, I think, Dr. Raj, is that just as Carol says, is that it's not just about the person who is dealing with narcolepsy. I mean, it's the entire world. It's like that pebble in a pond. You see those ripples, those concentric ripples going out, and it impacts the entire family, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. And I think to be a good doctor, it's not about how much knowledge do you have, but the answer is bringing the family in there, especially when I make the diagnosis. I'll tell you one thing is that, you know, these patients are suffering before they get the diagnosis. And it's not as if you say, now that you have narcolepsy, everything just clears up. It's nice to know what the diagnosis is. But there are so many things. You know, when we talk about their social life, their family interactions, the relationships they have, their job, their school. So you're right, is that it's not just me. It's multidisciplinary. And having a parent like Carol, having, you know, siblings, having friends, having family support really makes the journey a lot pleasant. But I will say that no one with narcolepsy needs to suffer, and they should get diagnosed early to start their journey off on the right foot. And if you didn't get a chance to mention it, I want to say it now. You know, for those out here listening to your radio interview, go to morethantired.com. This is going to be the good first step where they have a screening questionnaire to see if maybe your loved one may have narcolepsy, one for adults, one for kids. And on top of that, there are amazing testimonials there. If you want to see what Carol looks like and meet her daughter, go to this website.
Well, Dr. Raj and Carol Arnett have been with us. We've been talking narcolepsy. Thank you so much, doctor. Appreciate it. Carol, all the best, and congratulations to you and your daughter. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bill.
You take care.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time.
Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Genesis medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Genesis products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Genesis banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
About it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, I hate that when that happens, don't you? We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live brought to you by Jeunesse, that delivers the goods to help you look young and feel young and live young. Find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner to discover amazing energy, nutrition, hair, and skin care products. As we mentioned, BillMartinezLive.com, that is the go-to website for everything that is Bill Martinez, including all our interviews with our top guests and policymakers, best-selling authors all over the world. They're right there because we're givers, absolutely free. You can download them at your convenience, listen, and share at your convenience with your friends and neighbors and get the word out. We're going to be talking about the huge gaps between Republicans and Democrats over Israel, as if you didn't witness that in the last couple of weeks here. As the debate over support for Israel, anti-Semitism, and American politics rages on, a new Gallup poll shows a significant drop in support for Israel among U.S. Republicans. And here to talk about it is a foreign policy expert, Michael Friedson. Michael, how you doing? Good to have you with us.
It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Yes, good to have you back. Michael is the co-founder of Media Line, of the Media Line. It's an American news agency. So what did this Gallup poll indicate to us?
Well, it's kind of interesting because, as you were pointing out in your opening, the Republicans have pretty much made a mantra of its support for Israel, particularly as exposing the Democratic, or the left fervor on the Democratic side. Of course, the Democrats have long denied that, but But the watershed really came during the Iranian debate over the Iranian nuclear program. It became okay for the split to widen and the split to open, the pretense of both parties equally sharing affection or respect or camaraderie with Israel went by the wayside, and it became a very lopsided situation. Now it's sort of been codified. And this, by the way, this poll, which shows unsurprisingly, it shows that Democrats dropped about another 6 percentage points in the past year mm-hmm. in their affection for Israel. But what was the surprising result of the poll is the one you mentioned, that the Republicans were down 13%. Mm-hmm. And that's going to kind of take the wind out of the sails of that particular issue, which could then allow that issue to become even a greater gap. The gap would just keep spreading. Mm-hmm. But,
Do you think some of that will settle, Michael? Because it looks like suddenly a lot of Jews have found themselves outside of the proverbial Democratic tent, and they're like a boll weevil without a home. And maybe they're starting to look at some of the policies. Because this has been something that I've questioned from day one. My dear friend Dennis Prager reminded me that he says, Bill, you got to understand the Jews are very, very liberal. And I said, I go, but it's hard for me to reconcile what I think Jews believe in with a democratic platform that is anti-life and anti-God.
Well, we're based in the Middle East.
Yes.
We cover all these issues from there, or rather trying to cover them from the States.
Mm-hmm.
And you've hit on something that's been kind of circulating for a long time. Israel, for instance, has a huge number of American expatriates. Many of them vote. There's about 300,000 registered voters in Israel voting in American elections.
Mm-hmm.
So issues that are ripe in America proper are also very much part of the discussion and the debate in the state of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And not so much in the Palestinian areas, although there are quite a few expats as well, but they're not as tuned into the political system. So the whole issue of the support for Israel and why it's a very common thing to see on foreign policy and Israel issues in particular, American Jews are warmer towards Israel, but on the social issues, they're very liberal.
Mm-hmm.
It was always Israel desperately needed and did everything to maintain an absolute balance between Democrats and Republicans in America when they were formulating their support base in America for Israel's policies and Israel's military needs and anything else that the Israelis needed from the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
But that started chipping away, and I was pointing out that this new poll comes before the new Congress with the excited debate now about anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of Israel's big nightmares. It's one of the Jewish community's big nightmares, that political discourse could cross that line into pointing fingers, accusing of anti-Semitism, or turning what were political debates and social discussions into issues of anti-Semitism. It's frightening for Israel. And on that basis, given the fact that that other polling is uniform in seeing the next generation being less interested in these issues, less interested in much of the foreign policy, and Israel's not doing well in those polls either,
mm-hmm.
it could very well exacerbate and become much more significant in a negative way for Israel.
Well, Michael, as you say, this has been declining. People didn't really pay that much attention to it, and maybe that's why in many cases people are surprised that all it took was three freshman House representatives, you know, to come into the legislature and kind of tip the balance here, right?
Well, I was asked in an interview a couple of days ago by a liberal talk host. He said, isn't it okay? Shouldn't anybody not be upset that someone simply says we shouldn't put our domestic dollars into a foreign government, and that shouldn't be considered anything about anti-Semitism? But the way the debate is going, the buttons that are being pushed and the language that's being used that comes from examples of classical, what Jewish people would call blood libels. And,
right, exactly.
Examples of horrific cases of anti-Semitism. you know, and they're pointing out, and almost everyone I speak to says this, that the ethnicity is the determining factor. If you, you know, they're getting away with doing it against the Jewish community, but if they were doing it against certain other ethnic communities, it wouldn't be so easy to do that.
Without a
and
doubt.
The fact that even in a social setting, there are things you just don't say.
Right.
And politically, there are things you just don't say. But
and Michael, I don't think they're ignorant about it either. I mean, this has been,
you know,
what we've been saying is that, look, at they grew up with this worldview. You know, even one of the representatives, she says, you know, I was raised, I'm Palestinian, she says. Well, that should tell you a lot right there. I mean, what defines, you know, that defines her worldview. So she sees it through the lens. Omar, the same thing. And
it's more than that, Bill, because what they're doing is they're using an argument that they're not allowing the other side to use. They're saying, because this is my ethnicity and this is how I grew up, I'm sensitive to these slurs. I'm sensitive to this language. I'm sensitive to these code words. But they're not recognizing the fact that the Jewish world has a great sensitivity and has suffered greatly and has equal share in claiming affinity to some of these slurs and comments that really cross the line.
Exactly.
It's not tit for tat at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, as I said, I don't see the stopgap here. I don't see it stopping at all.
Well, if they want to pass a bill that, you know, censures hatred, well, then, you have to begin to realize, you know, as Nancy Pelosi tried to articulate that, you know, words have meaning and that these freshman representatives need to understand that, you know, they're not out in the street, you know, in a coffee clutch in a coffee house in their echo chambers, that they're out here in the public. And they need to, if they want people to be, to your point, if they want people to be sensitive to their code words of sensitivity, then they need to consider the other side. Because if we are going to really address hatred, it's going to be in the realization of those boundaries, is it not?
Well, of course, the hatred is not selective.
Yes.
The whole idea of, you know, I've never been all that favorable towards the concept of a hate crime, because once the crime is committed, I don't think it really matters why it was or really who the victim was. It's
right.
A crime with a victim, and that person has the same rights as any other victim.
Is the person more dead because of the hate or more injured because of the hate, or
and by creating a subjective element to the discussion, I'm sure many people get off on the technicality that comes on the superficial rather than the substantive.
Wow. Well, as you say in this Gallup poll, also alarming to Israel's supporters is the 21% support registered for the Palestinians among Americans. This is the highest level ever recorded. What is this telling us?
Well, the fact that you couple that with a 59% number for the State of Israel, which is the lowest in a decade, it's not only showing the gross number, but it's showing the trend. And the trend and everything leading up to it is pretty much exclusively negative at this point. And given the heat of the race and given the fervor of those who are anti-Trump and how they're coming together and coalescing around any idea that sells, the fact that this idea of being tough on Israel and making Israel one of the bad guys in the political scenario, That spells bad times for people who support the State of Israel.
Well, what does that say for America that has supported Israel all along, and for people of faith who believe that those who bless Israel will be blessed and those who curse Israel will be cursed?
Well, it's time for people to brush off the Bible and remind themselves of those verses and many others, and get out of the homes and be heard. As I said in another interview, anybody who pays taxes in America has a stake in the Middle East. And everybody who pays taxes in America, where American tax dollars fund so much in the Middle East, has every right to be involved in the debate.
Yes.
But there are limits and there are ways of doing it, and there's proper and improper.
Exactly. Michael Friedson has been our guest, co-founder of the Media Line and American News Agency based out of the Middle East. Thank you, Michael.
involves financial risk.
A pleasure, Bill. Always. Investors.
Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Hunters.